la nuit.
Les plus grands DJ du monde mixent sur Radio FG. FG Mix.
LP Gioby.
This is LP Gioby.
Listen up, children.
You are listening to Fem House Radio.
I said, listen up, children.
Say hello.
A wonderful night is made as much by the dancers as the music. Guided as much by the spirit of joy in the room as by the hand which reaches for the next. Each of us has a role in tonight's experience. We all play in the band. I said, we all play in the band.
Here we
go. This is LP Gioby, and I founded Fem House, a 501c3 foundation and educational platform that teaches the technical areas of music making for women, non-binary, trans, and other marginalized gender identities. Every week, I will be interviewing and spotlighting women in music while bringing you the best dance tunes from around the world.
Fem House Radio. This week's guest, Juliet Fox. Radio.
FG Mix.
FG Mix.
LP Giobbi.
of suspended animation.
Au platine d'FG Mix,
LP Joby.
Thank you. to Femhouse Radio with your host, LP Giobi, and this week we have Juliet Fox. The Australian signature sound fuses hypnotic techno, trippy vocals, and raw 90s grooves, all delivered with relentless energy and an industrial edge. Her sound is crafted from the time she lived in Berlin, spending time fully immersed in the city. Juliet has now performed at some of the world's most coveted clubs and festivals, from Tomorrowland and Awakenings to Off Sonar, Junction 2, Elro, Ultra Miami, Sonus Festival, Amnesia, Fabric London, Watergate, and DC10. As a producer, Juliet Fox is fearless. With over 9 million Spotify streams in 2024, including releases on Armada, her music has reached further than ever before, fueling dance floors worldwide. Welcome to Femhouse Radio, Juliet.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us your origin story. How did you get into producing and DJing?
So I grew up in Adelaide in Australia, and actually I got invited to go and co-host a radio show. So I started doing that. It was once a week, just on Friday mornings. It was like from 6 to 9. And then from there, it was a part of like a community radio station where they obviously were putting like lots of events on. They were kind of the main station as well for a lot of like, yeah, club shows and any acts that were coming through. And so that really like blossomed my interest a lot. I'd already was, really passionate about DJing. And so getting into that got me introduced to a lot of other artists. I got to interview other artists. And then from that, we started to do like a mini mix on the radio station as well. So that's when I started to use Ableton. And yes. Then from then it just spiraled, loved it. Then I got invited to start DJing as well. It was called Fresh FM on for their events. Never really stopped since.
I would like to take a moment to talk about motherhood and touring. I know for me, it is important to see women who are in this space making music, touring, and also mothers. So thank you for existing. Can you talk about how you balance those things?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy lifestyle already. And I think now putting in the mix, first of all, being pregnant for almost all of last year, and then my son Cosmo was born on the 5th of January this year, so it's kind of been a nice start to the year.
and you start Miami Music Week in March with him?
Yeah, so actually before that I had some shows in Australia, and it was funny because my agent in Australia was like, there's no way you're going to make it for Dream State, which was a Melbourne and Sydney show, and because he was actually born 3 weeks early, I was able to perform at those, which were, they were 5 weeks after he was born. I know, a little bit crazy.
No.
And then even Tomorrowland Winter, we brought him there as well. So he was just 3 months then, and then to Miami.
To work up energy to get in the creative flow to make music while also touring, it almost feels impossible at times. How do you do this?
Yeah, it's been definitely a lot harder to have my attention span, but I think it was more beneficial for me to like get straight back into number one kind of performing, you know, with respect to, you know, still being there for my baby. But the first show that I did was only a 1 hour gig in Melbourne, and it was really close to home, so that was fine. And I think actually getting dressed, putting on makeup and going out was great. Listening to music, obviously the key factor in performing. And then there was a couple of times when I was sitting there with basically, you know, feeding him and then headphones on, and, you know, well, obviously not completely, but, you know, enough trying to listen to music and juggling that. Yeah, it's been great so far.
That is incredible. And I hope to be a mom one day. And I just think it's really awesome that you're able to do that. And it's inspiring for me. And, you know, it's hard for me to imagine both these worlds existing. So thank you for being visual representation for that. It's really important to me.
Yeah, it's definitely like hard to juggle. And my priority is, you know, my son, obviously, but music equally is so important for me, and to maintain my career and to not be, you know, falling behind on all of that. The production side of things is definitely a lot more difficult because between, you know, feeds and changes and sleep time, you know, you don't get so much time. So before he was born, I actually like tried to work in the studio as much as I could. So at the moment, I've got quite a few unfinished tracks. So I'm slowly getting back to getting those finished.
Incredible. And speaking of which, I know you have some exciting releases lined up. Can you tell us about those?
My next release is actually going to be a single on Amada. It's a collaboration with another artist, another female artist, I should say, and vocalist. Her name's Taya, and she's from Amsterdam, originally from Ukraine. But yeah, I fell in love with her vocals, and it was the absolute perfect fit for this track. It's going to be out. It's going to be mid-May. The track's called Now and Never. It's a really, really special one. Kind of the key words in it are ravers for eternity. So yeah, you have to listen out for that one.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Femhouse Radio. We love what you're doing, and we are here to support you and cheer you on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Retrouvez les 15 radios FG Mix, FG Mix sur l'appli Radio FG et radiofg.com.
Falling.
FG Mix.
FG Mix.
LP Giobi.
Let us know where you are listening from. Hashtag Femhouse Radio.
FG Mix.
FG Mix.
LP Giobi.
And now, the Femme House Hymn of the Week.
Don't. House Radio.